Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today's show is on vocal expression. To be able to express yourself with sound is really the most important aspect of health. And our intention is that everybody can express themselves completely freely and be able to express their truth. But before we get started, let me tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. Tonight, actually, if you happen to be in the area, we're doing a sound bath with a few of our students, graduates, that are really amazing. It's a sonic journey to realms of peace, serenity, and content. It's tonight at 6 to 8 p.m., and they've got gongs and bowls, and the woman in the group is actually using a harmonium, and so that's happening tonight. We also have tomorrow our open house here in Sausalito, just north of San Francisco, from 1 to 5 p.m. We go through how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually with many heart-opening sound meditations. You can RSVP by emailing me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. And then on Friday, the March 17th, Saturday, the March 18th, and Sunday, March 19th, we have a shaman workshop called Sensual Sight with Holly Beatty. And that's how to attune your body to become a fuller instrument of perception, to see with your heart and discern what is present within your presence in all states of your consciousness. You also will receive a shamanic healing. That's $188. At the Institute in Sausalito. Right at the end of that, Holly and I are going to be doing a concert on Sunday, March 19th from 2 to 5 p.m. And it's a cacao ceremony, so we're going to get really high and heart open. So that's a total sound bath. It'll be totally about love. We also have our certificate program at the Institute. You could still do classes at the Institute if you're in the neighborhood. You could start even this week, and then do the rest online, and then finish the other classes in the next semester. Or you could come for our summer intensive. Our summer intensive is June 6th to the 16th, and it's 10 to 9:30 every day, so it's very immersive. You do the rest online, so that's half of the certificate program. So you do the rest. You could start the online portion even this week. And if you pay in full right away, you can still get $300 off. So that's our summer intensive. It's all about how sound works in the universe and in the body. It's you also learn many skills and techniques to open up your own practice. We're a vocational school, so we're required to place 70% of our students. And it's also about getting really high and really still over and over and over, so that becomes the norm in your body, and also so you can teach that to others. We also have the online program starting March 21st. Works really well if you can't make it out. You can do the whole program online. We practice on each other and go through treatments and how to do sound baths, sound treatments, and also you work on friends and family as well. So that's starting March 21st. We also have our recording program, completely separate than the sound healing program, starting this Tuesday, March 7th. And it's 3:30 to 5:30 once a week for 22 weeks. Then you have about 8 hours of lab time each week. And it's all about recording, mixing, producing. We use Pro Tools, but if you've got another program you use, you could use that. And it's really incredibly effective on how to actually make sound and music and record it that will get people really high and really deep in a much deeper level. We also have our voice analysis software that we sell. The next training is April 15th. You have to buy it by April 2nd to join the training. It's all about finding what notes are missing in your system. And those correspond to different issues and weaknesses in organs and emotional issues. The woman who created the program actually did 20 years of research in hospitals to get the different patterns for missing notes. So you can also get a treatment to check it out for $85, or if you just want to find out exactly what's wrong with you. We also do a treatment where we find your home note, which is your metabolism rhythm. And then we give you brainwave CDs tuned to you in delta, theta, alpha, and beta. Delta for sleep, theta for creativity, alpha for learning, and beta for overcoming ADD. And it's tuned to you, so it's much more effective than binaural beats you would find on YouTube or in an app. And it's really good for brain injuries. It's good for anxiety, for depression. We're using it in the dementia company we're working with. And it's also really good even for autism. So you can find that on soundtherapycenter.com. We also have our Medical Sound Association with over, actually around 700 doctors now that are creating treatment plans for all different issues. If you go to medicalsoundassociation.com, you'll find treatment plans for everything from anxiety, depression, autism, dementia, heart conditions, I mean, grief, all types of things. And our next meeting is May 7th. And we're going over Parkinson's, COVID, and vaccine reactions, sound for all of those. We also have our Sound Education Association, which is at soundeducationassociation.com. We've created over 2,500 exercises for kids from 3 months all the way up to 18 years. And we have over 100 administrators and teachers that are meeting bi-monthly. And if you want to join that, go to Sound Education Association. And it's all about creating a curriculum that we'll be taking into governments and educational centers around the world. So we're setting up a lobbying team. So if you're interested in helping, sign in and join. You can join the Medical Sound Association as well at medicalsoundassociation.com. We also have our store, where we have over 300 products. We've got music, over 100 CDs, my book, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing, is the number one selling book in the world. Also, my recording books are there, which are the main books in recording. And then also we have crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, all types of instruments and technologies. We have sound lounge, sound tables, sound pillows, sound dolphins, I mean, all different types of vibrational things that will get rid of pain and get you blissed out. Also, we're having a sale that's 10 to 15% off until Monday, this Monday. So it's all on sale right now. Then the Sound Healing Research Foundation, you can find over 500 clinical papers. And also there's a database of practitioners you can sign up. Also, the other thing we have going on is the Sound Treatment Center. In about a month, we're launching the Sound Treatment Center, where you can get a treatment with a sound practitioner. And we have a lot of people already signed up as practitioners to give treatments. If you are a practitioner, you can sign up to be a practitioner. You can charge whatever you like, and then we'll be bringing in people for you to book sessions. So soundtreatmentcenter.com will be launching that in about a month. Okay. So that's what we have happening here. So vocal expression. It's really the most important thing you can do with your voice. You know, as babies, as I often say, we were professional sound healers. If you had anything going on, you let it out with a sound. Wah! Right? With zero thought as to what anybody thought about you making that sound. No fear that you were doing it wrong, right? We had it down. We were professionals. And then around one or two especially, it's like, shh, Right? And then we go into school and they say, no more sound. And then you go to work and, of course, no sound except around here. And you lose that God-given ability to express yourself freely. It's tricky because words don't express exactly how you're feeling often. Sound is way better. So it's all about getting back to being able to simply express yourself. Now, where it's headed and where we're working with the kids and the dementia patients and the autism patients, all the different areas, including our classes here at the school, it's all about getting you comfortable making sound freely again. So here's the deal. The number one thing you have to realize is you can't do it wrong. It's a really strict rule around here. You can't do it wrong. You've got to get over the fear completely. It's always perfect. You can't be out of pitch. You can't do it wrong ever. It's a very strict rule. So it's funny because I've gone into the classes with the kids. I remember the 3 to 6 year olds, and I said, okay, let's make the sound of how you're feeling. And they looked at me like I had two heads. A lot of people like, what are you talking about? Right? At the school, it's no problem because people are ready. They're coming in, they just go for it, right? They're kind of primed. But most people don't know how to do that. They think that's a little weird. So the best way to start to get people comfortable is call and response. So I'm going to do a sound and you make it back if you can. If it's not too noisy in your house. Okay. Ooh. Let me turn on original sound. So now let's do the sound of how you're feeling. There's a lot of different emotions you can express. There's chaotic emotions that are chaotic vibrations. Actually, the worst sound of an emotion, or the worst emotion of all, is inability to say anything. Complete shutdown. It sounds like this. Right? But then there's fear. Chaotic vibration. Anxiety. Chaotic vibration. Anger. Sometimes that's a good one to make to get it out. Because if you can't make a sound at all, it's a blockage. And blockages will kill you. Physically, mentally, and emotionally. Then there's like frustration. It's like a stuck sound. Or depression. There's also worry. Worry is like a good sound or good outcome versus a bad outcome. But it's really the oscillation back and forth. It's not peaceful. So all of the emotions that aren't good for you are associated with chaotic vibrations that break down your body. But the positive emotions are, oh, one more negative emotion, and that is fear of emotions, right? That's the worst of all. Then we've got the positive emotions, gratitude. Or love. Or joy. Right? Or empowerment. All of those are stable, consistent vowels that are really good for you. So even compassion. Right? So let's do a little bit of how you're feeling. So let me do the sound of how I'm feeling. Kind of been an interesting morning. So here we go. I am When somebody's not feeling good, it's the most fun. The sounds are the most interesting. When somebody's feeling good, it's really sweet. Right? This is so cool. When we were doing this with the kids, within 2 weeks after doing the call and response, they were totally making the sound of how they're feeling. Those kids, the 3 to 6 year olds, we did 6 months online classes. They will never, ever be afraid of making or of expressing themselves the rest of their life. It's really cool. With the dementia company, as they get into more advanced stages of dementia, it's hard to use language. And so when they learn to express themselves without language, they can go, ah. Right? And you can have a conversation. There's still a connection. It's really cool. Actually, there's one worker at the dementia company. She said, "Oh, yeah, Joe kind of mumbles all day long. And last week I mumbled back to him. We had a great conversation." Very cool. Connection is the deal. Same with autism. Often language is way too much. If you can just mimic their expression, their emotions, right, and just do sound, they often will connect and make a connection. We're doing this for the babies as well to help them with emotional expression from the beginning. So we're mimicking the baby's emotions with sound. Or, right? And they see that connection. And that creates neurons, connection neurons in the brain that are really good for the brain. So it's all about being able to express yourself. Now, let me play a little bit of music with Sylvina, who's really good at expressing herself with the voice. This is her playing Crystal Bowl. Let me share my sound here. And here we go. Okay, enjoy this. That was Sylvina.
Please close your eyes and enjoy yourself. 5 minutes. Just 5 minutes. And take a deep breath. Hold it and feel the rhythm of your blood, the rhythm of Mother Earth. Take an infinite inhale and an infinite exhale. And listen to your physical heart and breathe through the heart. Breathe through the heart. And send gratitude to your heart. All moments of deep gratitude, and gratitude to your spirit. Oh.
Not about being able to sing well. It's about being able to express yourself, right? Being able to just make a sound of how you're feeling and get it out. Again, when you can't express yourself, it's a blockage, and it actually creates a blockage through your whole emotional body, which affects your physical body, which can totally make you sick. It's really about expressing yourself. But it's also about expressing yourself without hurting anybody, right? Expressing yourself in a way that is healthy. And sound is the easiest and best way. It's really interesting. There's a technique that I teach in the classes on relationships where each person, if you have a conflict in a relationship, each person makes a sound of how they're feeling instead of talking about, you know, what's bugging them or doing blaming, of course. So it's really just making the sound of where you're at. And it's often like, ah, or more. And it's hard to not have compassion for that. Both people make the sound of how they're feeling, and then you do it together. And it's really, really interesting because you first, each person's able to express exactly where they're at and be heard, and you get to hear the other person. So it's can be very effective. You either start crying or laughing or hugging or making love. Okay, so let's do some more. Here's one I like to do in class, and that is the sound of your day. Okay, here was the sound of my day yesterday. Okay, because it's still early in the morning for me right now. Okay, so yesterday it was like, day yesterday. It's so funny, making the sound of how you're feeling. Animals just love it. My kitty's like, what are you doing now? Actually, my kitty's kind of used to it now. So she's, her ears are still perked, right? Doggies, you often get kisses when you do it with doggies, right? So it's really cool because when you start getting aware of the sound in your system through the day, you can start become more aware of when it's chaotic or not harmonious, and then use sound to either get it out or express it. The cool thing, there's one technique that we taught the kids, and we teach it in our school as well, and that is to make the sound of how you're feeling exactly where you're at. And if you don't like it, slowly transform it to either love, light, or simply a vowel, because the vowels are peaceful. Let me give you an example. It's hard to change emotions like that. Most people can't do it unless you've gotten really non-attached to your emotions. But to be able to actually slowly change it, most people can do that. So the kids totally, the 3 to 6 year olds totally had it down. And I said, you know, your parents can't even do that. Teach it to them so they can transform to a place of peace and stillness. Really, really cool. Now, ultimately, once you really get it down, which you may already have, to be able to express yourself, then you start letting spirit come through you. This is exactly what Tom Kenyon does, of actually letting different higher beings come through his voice, including the Hathors, and express himself through him. But then you get where you just are letting sounds come through to do healings on yourself and healings on other. I want to play a video of Satya doing a healing on me. She's kind of a master at letting sounds come through. So this is where it's headed, to be able to express yourself so well that you can transform disease and emotional issues in other people. Okay. So check this out. This is Satya doing a healing on me. that's where we're all headed, to be able to heal ourselves and heal each other. Let me give you an example of doing a treatment on myself. The chaotic vibrations are really good for breaking that stuck energy. So you could actually, you know, if you have an emotion you need to express, it could be warning, I'm going to get a little loud, a little annoying, warning. Ah! Right? Ah! Ah! That can be really good. White noise is really good as well. Shoop! Shoop! The breath is the best. Hi, you. You can even express yourself silently. You know, if you can't make it out loud, you could just like scream. Okay, try this. I've never tried this before. Just do a scream in your head. Okay. Now do a really peaceful om in your head. It's interesting. Here's another way to do it. Think of how you've been feeling for the last few months, or just the last month or so, or even a few weeks. And how would that sound? Like this? Or right. How have you been feeling? Now, this is a good one. Make the sound of how you would like to feel all the time. Here we go. Peaceful and still. Oh. That's a really good one, especially good to do in the morning. Say, this is what I'd like my day to be. Wow. right? Ideal day. Here's the ideal day. Okay. I won't be you. I won't be you. Pretty nice day. Not bad. Okay, I want to end with my favorite. And this is really interesting. And that is the sound of who you are. Often when people make the sound of who they are, they make an expression of the emotions they feel. But you could also make the sound of your soul, the core essence of you, or the sound of spirit in you, the sound of you, which would be more still. Let me do the sound of who I am. Here's my core frequency. To be able to express yourself freely, to speak your truth with sound, to get it out, just make a sound and get it out. What I've learned is the more you make sound and sing, the more you get comfortable with it. Just sing all the time. Who cares if you suck? Get over that suck stuff. There's no suck. It's always perfect. Strict rule around here. It's always perfect. Just sing. Just sing. You know, in Africa, one of our instructors, Liz, goes to Africa every year. You go into towns and everybody comes out singing. There's no thought, oh, I can't sing. I'm not good. Right? Everybody just sings. Just sing. Right? Make sound and sing. Express yourself and sing and sing and sing and sing and sing. Don't worry if you're in pitch or not. We're not on on America's Idol, goodness gracious. Right? Do it in the shower, do it in the car. There's never been an animal that goes, God, you're out of pitch. No, they don't care. It's always perfect. I remember when I was in Hawaii on the Big Island at Honaunau, and I'm out in the ocean and I see dolphins and I start singing to them underwater. They didn't go, oh, you're out of pitch, right? No, they immediately, because I was running low, they immediately came all around me and hung out for an hour and a half all around me. I had a whale right here in front of the house last year, a baby whale, and I started singing to him. And he started doing jumps for me. He wasn't going, oh, you suck. That note was a little off. No, he felt the energy. It's the energy that you bring to it more than anything. That's the whole deal. So express yourself with sound every day. Every day. Whether it's just a ah, or a ooh, or a play, play. That's the key. Play, 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 play. Imagine everybody on the planet expressing themselves. No more kids being shushed. Would be a little noisier, but. Oh my God, it would be so much healthier. Everybody able to express themselves completely freely without hurting each other. Freely expressing yourself, speaking your truth with sound. Imagine everybody on the planet doing it. Hold that energy, at least through the rest of the day, evening, through the whole weekend, through the weeks ahead, sounding through months and years and lifetimes. Thank you, thank you, thank you.